1.
So, how are you settling in, Lynn?
Fine. It's weird living in a small country town after the bright lights of the city, but everybody's made us feel really welcome.
What? They're bringing you homemade cakes and inviting you for coffee every morning?
Not exactly, thank goodness. I don't have time for coffee in the mornings. But the neighbors next door invited us for lunch last Sunday. It was a beautiful day, so we ate in the backyard. It was all very relaxing and informal. They're very nice people.
Do you have much in common?
Well, they play golf, so Harry was very happy about that.
2.
I need your advice, Bill.
Okay, how can I help?
Well, it's about Jack.
Jack? How'd he do on his final exams, by the way?
Great. He got an A and 2 B's.
Very good. So he could go to any college he chooses.
That's exactly the point. He's not sure he wants to go to college.
Oh, why is that?
Well, you know, he has a real aptitude for building and fixing things, especially engines.
Yes, so he should study engineering.
I know, but he's not great at math. He wants to be a car mechanic.
In my view, that would be a mistake, Jim. You need a degree nowadays.
But you don't have a degree, Bill. And you're a millionaire. But what I wanted to ask you was, could Jack do an apprenticeship in one of your garages?
3.
Hi, Joe. Where are you going in such a hurry?
Oh, hi, Dennis. I need to get to the travel agent before it closes.
Going on vacation?
Sort of. Yes, my sister's getting married in Sydney in March, so we thought we'd combine it with a vacation.
Aren't you online at home?
Yes, we are. Why?
You could plan it all online.
Oh, no. I like to talk to a real person. There are usually so many options. And we want to stop over somewhere on the way. Hong Kong or Dubai. We're not sure.
Yes, I know what you mean. But you'd be surprised how quick and easy it is online, especially if you use one of those travel sites like Expedia or Travelocity. It's worth a try, and you can get very cheap deals.
Really? Better than the travel agent?
Usually, yes.
Okay, I'll have a look tonight. So let's go for a drink now and catch up, should we?
4.
Where have you been, James? Haven't seen you for ages.
Hi, Elizabeth. Yes, I just got back from Cairo. I do quite a lot of business there.
Really? Funnily enough, I'm off to Cairo in a couple weeks to see my daughter, Alex. She's been studying Arabic there.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yes, she's staying with a local family. I'd like to take them a present or something. Any tips?
Well, if you're invited to their home for dinner, take some really nice chocolates. Not flowers, though. They're only for weddings.
Oh, that's useful to know. Anything else?
Well, they love it if you have second helpings. But if you've had enough to eat, leave a small bit of food on your plate. Otherwise, they'll keep filling it up.
Thanks for the warning.
5.
Do you have Matt's phone number, Vicky?
Sorry, Tom. It's on my cell, but that's at work. I forgot to put it in my bag.
But don't you remember the number?
No, of course not.
But you've been going out with Matt for 6 months and calling him several times a day. Surely you know his number by now.
Why should I? I always use my cell. Anyway, I'm hopeless at remembering numbers.
Haven't you written it down somewhere?
Yes, but I can't remember where. Oh, come on, Tom. You're not much better. You couldn't remember your car license plate last week.
That's because it's a new car. You borrowed it and then forgot where you parked it. Remember?
6.
Hello, John. Hi, Barbara. Thank you for coming at such short notice. It's just that I wanted to discuss something with you before the parents' meeting next week.
Is it about the bullying of students on the social networking sites?
Yes, I've heard about that too. The mother of one of my students asked me what we're going to do about it.
Exactly, Barbara. We need to discuss our options. What do you think we can do? John?
Well, in my view, it's the parents' responsibility to monitor their children's use of these sites.
I have to say I agree with John. I think that we should make sure students aren't bullying each other at school, but I don't see how we can control what they do at home, on their computers.
Yes, but for me, there is a connection between the two. Let me give you an example.